For many, the Easter long weekend is a time to travel, but for many living in the Kathet region, getting away doesn't mean going that far. According to the Powell River Visitor Center, there are a few accessible hikes in the region that could be fun for friends or family, who may be visiting the area this weekend. Easier hikes. Manzanita Bluffs from the trailhead on Malaspina Road takes around 3 hours to hike up and back. Scout Mountain in Wildwood is another hike that takes around 2 hours to complete. Tony's Point can be accessed from Mowat Bay, and Valentine Mountain from Cranberry, are both great spots for a picnic. Weekend weather. It's been a chilly start to spring, and today, Friday, March 29th, the Kathet region ranked the second coldest area with a low temperature of 4 degrees Celsius, according to the Weatherhood app, top 5 ranking for the day. Today there is a 23% chance of rain, but from Saturday to Monday, the forecast is for dry and warmer weather. Saturday will have a mix of sun and cloud, with a high of 11 degrees, Sunday, a high of 13 degrees, and Monday, a high of 14 degrees. Artisan and farmers markets. Perfect weather for the annual spring market at the Springtime Garden Center, located on 5300 Yukon Street. The market features Kathet artists and food makers and takes place both Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Powell River Farmers Market will take place on Sunday, March 31st, at 4365 McLeod Road. If one is in need of a bird for that special gathering this coming Sunday or Monday, and Tibaka Farm is a woman-run entity and has happy chickens available. Local authors. If hiking or eating are not on your radar, reading a book could be. Pocket Books on Marine Avenue has a plethora of books by local authors, including The Slough at Albion, by poet Hannah Main van der Kamp, Eating Dirt by award-winning author Charlotte Gill, and the Sunshine Coast Trail Guidebook by Eagle Walls. BC Parks Expansion. Some folks may already be camping and exploring BC's parks this weekend, and there may be more parks to explore due to an announcement made by the BC provincial government earlier this month. A newly introduced legislation will expand BC's parks and protected areas, according to a media release. The province wants to strengthen biodiversity conservation and provide more opportunities for people to access outdoor recreation. The additions proposed add 189 hectares to 6 existing provincial parks and 1 conservancy. The additions consist of private land acquisitions, private donations and crown lands, and include Tribune Bay Park on Hornby Island, 10 hectares, along with 3 hectares of adjacent marine foreshore that includes the last remaining beachfront property at Tribune Bay and an existing private campground with 135 sites, according to the media release. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.